No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
A very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Tate Kalunga Neon Bambeke. Today, God is going to change and transform your life. Welcome to one more Stop Suffering program. Yes, we say stop suffering because your suffering has to stop. You cannot continue living with that suffering in your life. I'm joined here with Pastor Tudor from our branch in Greenwall. Good evening, Pastor Tudor.
Good evening, Pastor. Matokoro pa polikinia veshe vo Eagle FM. Atam polikine peifeko programa yekulife poloku mona oihuna to etura kongereka ya universala uamba wakalunga. Pamuwete ngo kuchofika pondodo yekulilo wewete apa to duru kumona apa to duru kumona vatero apa ilo apa to duru kumona wete apa to duru kumona et kwafelo. Otuja ba tukurombele kucha kalongo te duku kukupa omito itivali omishangwa dagalunga kapena furu mwe diparofe okalunga shapo za monje vale na kuani fa pangengo wete kucha wanyengwa ndoto fona tofinane kwa koma uju no mopsakadi wangala mwenyo o programa ai owete ro ko kongereka ya universal opumone kucha eterero polili wapamwakani feterero mangala mwenyo kucha kweta pato tarere karongo pweje kuvatere. We are here again, as we are telling the viewers now here, Pastor. We are here one more opportunity for those who are suffering, those who need a second chance in life. They are despised, they are rejected, and we are here. God's word will be fulfilling their life if they believe.
That is true, Pastor Tudor. And I'm also here with Festus. Remember that we did not continue the testimony of Festus, and we are going to hear the last part on how God has changed his life. And God can also do the same in your life. With God, all things are possible. Pastor Tudor, people can also call our toll-free number. There will be someone at the church that is going to answer their call, and also pray, and maybe if they need counseling, the person can be able to help them and also to direct them to the nearest church that we have. Our number in English is 0808-080-22-3335. You can call our toll-free number. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. Yes.
Yeah, oh, the kucho wara kuhunga omwenyo, wara kupopsa nonu, otoduru kudengero ongo di yongereka yoshali, onomola yongo joyo, onola, etatu, nonola vavali, nombali vavali, nonatu vatatu, nonano. Andilundurula, nola, etatu, nonola vavali, nombali vavali, nonatu vatatu, nonano. Shamoa denge openon site kuvatere. Pamu wapumbwa ealikano peife ealikano le monderero. Iro wapumbwa hungo mwenyongo. Otoduru kutu denge la nomo studio kujape tatalo nongo. Opotu japa. They can start calling us from 9:30 in the studio if they want us to talk to us. Or even to make an appointment with us for us to, if you are here in Windhoek or around the country, you can make an appointment. We can tell you where to go, where the church is, where the church is situated, and we can advise you to see the pastor there at any time during the day, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Tudor, before we take the testimony of Festus, we see that there are many people out there who is suffering. The same way Festus was telling us his testimony last week, that he was five times he was arrested. He suffered a lot. He didn't even finish his school. He was in prison. And there are many people out there as well who is suffering with an addiction. Maybe this person is addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. Maybe this person is sick. Maybe this person is listening to us right now from the hospital, or maybe from the house or in the farm or in the village. God has a plan. God wants to change this person's life. Dear friend, God wants to make a change in your life. Give him an opportunity. That's why we are calling this program, the program, the Stop Suffering program, for the second chance to take place. Because many people think, Pastor Tudor, that there is no chance.
Yes, we have this problem among the people of the spirit of unbelief. Otuno upsaka jopo pokati kova no mepoyo kwena itavero nando no tolo mbrokucha ino khulifa pokumoni khuna onu ite itavere tachi kucha munyu yomita ai khulifa pokumoni khona e otoshi dogo kukumona ot e khulifa pokumoni khona tori manungengo uli mo mo uli na karunga karunga ngengo pweri nave o maudane kwa ningwa mombibe yano aningirwaje oaningirwaje o maudane kwa etu ningirwa opoyo tumoni khuna karunga la lakano lae Inala to Manihuna, Keshi, one picking on Pulikino to picking a pave, Udagoshe Kurumberecucha, Keshi e Harola Karunga, She to Mone, Ihuna, Ngengo Roquaje Arola Karunga to Manihuna, Genga Karunga Nainanga Pomo Daneco, Genga e Haroka La Karunga Quarito Manihuna, Genga Naesus in the Ago Combat Dietoku, Jesus Eshea, Okuakuano Rapilonga, Yontundi Satan, that Jesus himself, when he came here on earth, He came to destroy the works of the devil. It is not God's will for any person to suffer. It is not God's will. If it was God's will for a person to suffer, then God could have not made promises for us. The Bible has many promises. We have almost over 6,000 promises in the Bible. And these promises will be fulfilled those who have faith.
Exactly. Exactly, Pastor Tudor. Mm. That's why God sent his only son. Mm. His only son to go on the Calvary, to go on Golgotha, to give this person a chance.
Yes.
Those who are out there, perhaps they are drug addict, perhaps they are there wanting to commit suicide. Please don't take your life. Give God a chance and never give up. God wants to change your life. He wants to take you out. You that have reached rock bottom. You are down there in the bottom of the well. And you are screaming. And it looks like nobody is there for you. Your friends is not there. Family is not there. Nobody is there for you. Give God a chance. Definitely the change is going to take place. So I am here. Like I said, I am here with Festus. And he's going to tell us how the change took place. He spoke to me earlier that the change was very speedily. It was speedily. And there's some things that he also did not mention, that he was sick. Yes. You can continue, please, Festus.
As Pastor say, first of all, good evening, everyone, our listeners. So, as I said that my change was very speedily. As I have spoken about when I come to the church, I come with three sicknesses, which I did not even mention what sickness they were. So I come to the church with the sickness of headache, which was a migraine headache. On Teoshi Patola, Hano Yo Hulu, Tawye Komesho, Odula no Dula, Omafiku no Mafiku.
For how long did you have this headache, this migraine that you are mentioning here?
The three sicknesses started when I was 8 years, and they all stopped at the same time when I come to the church, when I was already 28 years old. So it was 20 years.
You are suffering from this migraine.
I suffer by that migraine, including the stomach problem.
It was an infection in the gut. In the stomach, right?
I cannot say infection, but because the way the things stop, I think maybe it was a witchcraft, or I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And you used to suffer with this?
I used to suffer with that. And I also have another sickness, which was the leg and the arm. I don't know how to mention that sickness. Two times, it almost kills me. But then in Oshwambo they say Oshifatupa, But I don't know until today what Jesus Fatupa.
So you really suffered. You tried many places.
Suffered.
Right?
There was two times that the first day, you know, when you are sleeping that evening time, you hear like horses running, people speaking, and they are not aliving. So that is a sign of like, will I live? It was too much. But then why I say speedily, I come to the church in the same month that I entered the Universal Church, though. Finish. I never have experience of that. Oshahuri lapo epikulotete nda tuloma diange mongeleka. Kandinavali o experience ayomo yehame na apakane na kandishio.
But now you know, Festus, that sickness was, it was spiritual, right?
It was spiritually, because wherever I go, I used to receive like the headache. You receive painkillers and also on, but it's something that is continuing. It doesn't stop. I can say it was spiritually, because I come to the church. Yeah, there was a day, especially when it comes to the headache. Upari fiku, unenengenge tashia kontue, watamekele. Efikolonto watameka nomari ondino kunangala nde andimwena nongengo nota popcho ndino kunyeloka kokange kucha ino popcha shanande nande. I have to sleep, and if anyone say anything, I have to lift up my arm to show that don't say anything, and I show my head that I'm in pain.
And you see, Pastor Chudo, there are many people there who have given up.
Yeah.
There's a disease and infirmities, like Festus just mentioned now, that he suffered with this migraine, three diseases that were severe. And many people out there, they are sick, and they have tried many places, but they are not getting or finding help. God is the help.
The suffering, I see that even as we listen to the testimony of Festus here, because of the suffering he went through, he came to the point that he did not believe that there was a way out. But when he came to the church, he heard about God. He learned about faith in the church. That's, I believe, where you started to learn, believe that there is a way out of your problems.
I come to believe that there is a way out. Let me say, I do not know. I just decided that day to give my life to God, to go to the church. By the way, I wanted to see if there will be no change. Yeah. But it's really, that's why I'm saying it was speedily.
It was speedily. So over to tupikina apa pefeko programa e kulife palo kumone kuna pamoya pondo domora ima moro kuna ito mono waya pondo dabo wete kuchaka penali ongalo kapenali apato duruku tarera karungo kwedi. Eshua pumbwa eitavero ikoroe estuja pa tu pendure itavero roe move kucha karungo kweri kashinashi tashinyenge karunga nando kucha uwe ame pono koloro pa mepo ilonga enyala doe onjoka nayo e upsaka dikesh karunga otadurukuronga mongala mwenye ove kwa pumbwa ukarune itavero ndetope karungo mito. This person just needs to have faith to give God a chance to sum up that little strength that he has inside of him. And come to prayers. Come to pray with us in the program. Come to church. Learn about faith. And God will do the transformation.
Dear friend, maybe you are there and you are suffering in silence. Nobody know about it. Like Festus used to suffer in silence. And he even mentioned, I don't know if you remember last week, that he even spoke that he had no qualification. No qualification, don't know how to read, didn't know how to write. He came to the church basically knowing nothing. His life was a failure, right, Festus?
It was a failure. And in the same way, as I said, it was speedily. I did not know how do I come to the point of speaking English. It took me only 1 year. Shakufanga iko durimwa ike. Ndi haluke ndili andi and the popular English, and the lesser English, and the shango English. Na shingo shenda kandi shish ashike. On the shish kucha osho shari ngono dakalunga mwini.
And you even mentioned Festus to me that when you came to church, You only heard English. The pastor was only speaking in English.
The pastor was only speaking English. But what I did, I went to buy my Oshivambo Bible and English Bible. That when I go to the church, I go with the English one. And then I go to Fanarize at home.
Meditate again.
I'm meditating again to hear very well what he will were leading about. And it's like I was in... And that is a school that was never end, because since I come to the church the first day, every day I was in the church. I was like, I was in the school. It's how it happened.
And God have given you a chance. Pastor Chudo, you see that many people out there, they think that, I know I don't have qualification, nobody paid the studies for me, my life are cut off, it's better for me just to give up. It's better for me just to throw the rope, to give up. God wants to give this person a chance.
Yeah.
If God have changed the life of Festus that came to the church without knowing English, he went home and meditate again on the word of God because he was hungry. He wanted to change. He wanted to go to another level. He didn't accept anymore the same type of life that he was living. And therefore, he went and meditate and put those words into practice, what he heard there, the man of God speaking.
And that's why we are inviting you to come and learn to the church to start a chain of prayer. Utameke jengero maarikano, mungereka. Opuko njife upsa kadziwoyo una. Karunga kina shita duru kuninga mangara mwenye karungi ya nyengwa kusha. Eshita shinyenge karunga aronge mangara mwenye okwena itavelo. Upsa kadziwo nu, oshishiku chonu kene itavelo mukarunga. Shotwa pumba tukatu ne itavelo. Ngengo tuara karunga alonge. Karungo kwa pumba unakarene. Owa pumba ukale una itavelo. Ove karunga, opo karunga alonge. Ovo wala karunga alonge. Ngenge kapene itavelo. Move. Nenari kuna fikuru mumone karunga ngono takaunga tadzi olora. Ngasha tupine pive kwe okolo lombangeli la festu zapa. Eshe ya kongereka. Eshe she mwetape eri nena. Itavelo la shikole la manjove ya karunga. Ngengo ve itavelo o itavelo lo to rikole manjove ya karunga. Ongara mwenye unakule ndruka. Your life will never remain the same if you based your faith upon the word of God. And that's what we are talking to you that have no help. You that are suffering, you that are going through problem, marriage problems, you are going through difficult problems. Even you that are listening, maybe you have marriage problem. I want you to listen very carefully. Divorce is not the solution. And I will advise you, 9:30, when it's 9:30, if you have marriage problem, call us here in the studio. Make an appointment with one of us. We will talk to you. We'll give you counseling. We can give you, you can give an appointment with Bishop. He can counsel you, help you. But divorce is not the solution as we are facing, Pastor, this plague of divorce in Namibia here now. People are divorcing because they think there is no hope. But Jesus is the author. Karunga en kokoli we itavero, on tameki we itavero, ngengo no psaka dirakwe. And God will change the situation.
God wants to help you, dear friend. God wants to give you a future. He wants to give you hope. But you need to give him a chance. Like Festus was also mentioning to me that he was cursed, right, Festus?
And this is something that is many people facing the same problem, and they face it in silence, because I also facing it in silence. There was a day that I went to shake out the fig tree of my father, and without not knowing him very well, because I was with my mother then, I come to him, to his house. I went to shake out his fig tree, and then they give a report, because when you come to take those figs, so you have to be allowed and give it to him first. And then after you can go ahead. So I went there. And then when he came out of the house, he told me, "Hey, Ninomo Tonyikave." That was my name of the house, Ninomo. He said that you smell. And really, I went smell.
You went smelling.
I went smell without not, only me who knows that I remember it sometimes, but I went smell. Ondayano kunyika, okwari handi, ondahu hilama, fioke duladirio milongo mpari, na etatu esinde ya kongelek, mondu dange ngengo waimo omahu, smelling wiwis in the house. And I smell tombo, daha, I smell cigarette. Even the day that I
I cut off the cigarette because that was the first thing that I cut off. When I stopped, I went in the house. Their house was smelling without not me knowing. But that day, I felt that smell because there was that thing of the stumpies of cigarette. And I wake up at 3 o'clock to wash all my clothes and all my blankets because everything was smelling bad. Even their house, that day I wash it.
And dear friend, you see, God has changed the life of Festus. You see that he was a total failure before. He even mentioned that he was cursed. The father spoke to him, "You're going to smell." And indeed, he smelled alcohol, drugs, tombo. His life was a total mess. But God has given him a second chance. And as well, God can also give you a chance. That's why if you would like to call, our toll-free number is free of charge. You can just pick up your phone now and call. Our toll-free number is an off-air number. Okay, there will be someone ready that will be able to help you at 08-0022-3335. Call now. There will be someone ready to pick up the phone. The phone will not go on voicemail. Always, there's someone ready to help you. And you see, Pastor Tudor, there are many people out there suffering so much that there is a stain, there is a smell. Maybe this person is homeless. Maybe this person is forgotten. The family don't look at him anymore, doesn't look at her anymore. And this person thinks that life is over. Mm. And then a voice comes in their mind, or take the rope and commit suicide and end it all because you have nobody.
You are rejected.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that we have. People are rejected. Piki na ndiku lombele. Karungo kwe kufana, ote kufana nga shuli. Ite kufana shashu uno skola, ilo ushkulesha, ilo unasha. Pamweliko, karungo te kufana nga shuli. Shotbara kukulonge itavero. Opu findane oma upsaka ja watarela keshe fiku. Inda tuku lombele shashu kucha unasha. Pamwete kuchoweke rush. Kofamili kovano, wafingo, ulo malaka. Ndeni mai owete te yolo kamongara mwenye. Shatu kurombo yene kucha kashi na shita shiduru. Karuka nyungi ya nyengwa kushi. Karungi ya nyengwa kusha mpulikini. Oveke wapumbwa kukufonga. Tupe ifeshi nde. Tuididimi. Nde tulini nipike. Nde tuike ngoro doe. Nde tokufa. Tokongwe vatero. Ngenge vatero weli wana. Engo no deka ungo dina kuronga. Yatu upa tuwala kukuronga itavero. Kufiko ngo diyo nde to dengero. Onomara yatu yongereka yoshali. Inopumba kufutash. Inopumbo kredite. Nando pe vekuna yo kredite. Dengeko nomara yiku lombere pe ifa. Ponsi topo veri pe veku vatere. Veku ningire yarikano. Veku ningire. Veku hungo mwenyo. Onomara. Oyonga. Nola. Hetatu. Onora vavali. Ombali vavali. Onatu vatatu. Nonano. Andilundula, nola, etatu, no nola vavali, no mbali vavali, no natu vatatu, no nano. Asitopo veri vekuhungo mwenyo. Our pastors are there to assist you, to give counseling to you, a prayer of faith that will set you free now. Call our toll-free number, Pastor, and they will get help.
Exactly, Pastor Tudor. And in the end of our program, please don't forget, we are always blessing the water. Yes, the Lord Jesus, he stated there in the book of Exodus 23:25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you. Yes, it's a promise. It is going to happen. So prepare a glass of water, prepare a bottle of water. In the end of the program, we are going to bless your water in Jesus' name. And Festus, to come to the conclusion, what is the steps that you took for this change, this change to take place?
Which, as I said, it was very speedy. In those days, I could not understand what makes me to change in everything so quickly. But when I come to find out, is that from the beginning, when I began, I was very dedicated. I was in the church in the morning. I was in the church afternoon. And what happened is this. The day that I come, there was a day, that day that I was from the club, crying how my life goes this way. When I entered in my house, there was a paper that was written, "Stop suffering." It was written in Oshiwambo.
There was a paper that you found in your house.
My sister has brought it when she came to me to the holiday. She find the people of the church and they give her that paper. It was there for some months. I just put it aside when I cleaned the table. And
so that, the paper was for you?
That it was for her the end of the day. But at the end of the day, it become like...
became yours.
here is where I have to go.
Amen.
And then since that day when I come to the church, there were no day that I did not come.
All right, in 5 minutes, we are going to have a break, but you can continue, Festus, please.
In the first day that I come to the church, I was just continuing coming, afternoon and morning, I was coming. And it was so fast that my life just completely changed. The way I used to think, no more.
Through the Holy Spirit. But...
And that is the how can I say? That was the day that God has confirmed to me. If Kalunga, ano aholololange kucha amondae, shashi unge alundulonga la mnyange, omepeaka kwa diya mwame tete, ashike ke fikolo omepea Kalunga eke amwame, kwachi kucha ondu diteko nova nave sheshandi batalo vanu konje kunyata amoni kuna mongala mwenyo inyandali ondu diteko kucha AK shikaya liongala mwenyo so kucha Kalungo kweli hololelange mo mwenyo ange mwenya muno mbili balo kwenji no ngenda ne kutala kwetu veli mo mongalo ei veli fio ope fimbolo ne shinda mono mepu yapoki onda kufonga tukucha Kalunga kange tumenge nunyunya ushe Opo ndi droku ningova nwa vishova lomboa voenga ashua popi amen jovo doe. Da ningova machua Kalunga.
Amen. Praise God. And you see, Pastor Tudor, many people are receiving changes, like the changes of Festus came through one Stop Suffering leaflet. That was there on the table. The sister got it. She got it from the street. She was invited. And the paper was there, written Stop Suffering. He took it and he took a decision. And today, God has changed his life. He's a man of God now. He's a married man.
Yes.
His family look up to him through the power of faith, through the Holy Spirit. God has changed the life of Festus, and God can do the same in this person's life.
There is nothing God cannot do. And that's why we teach people about the Holy Spirit. Because as we see Festus' life, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Apea ole shombi beli. Maro shiki yomano enjevo da karonga ta diyo. Oma udane kwa karonga ta anu fapa. Oshe shiku cha enjevo diyo ditura milonga. Ita opo ni jopo. Na pastor Festus akashudeshe ya kongereko kuilonga kutura enjevo ya karonga milonga. You learn to put the word of God into practice. And that's why the Holy Spirit changed your life.
Since the first day that Festus, now is Pastor Festus, come to the church, you have been dedicated.
I have been dedicated. And then what happened? Whatever was impossible with me, with others, I come to believe that there is nothing impossible with God. Anything that is, maybe someone is listening to me there, and you have your unchangeable, you have your impossible. What is it that God cannot be able to do? Maybe, especially when it comes to life, many people, they go to seek help from their parents, from friends, but they cannot change life. There is nobody in this world founded that can be able to change life. But God himself, as he changed me, these opportunities for everyone who come to the point of believing and take a step to surrender to God, everything, life, mind, heart, God can. And there is no doctor in this world that can be able to change even life. Only God himself can
Amen.
Be able to do so.
Praise God. Before we open the line for other callers, I would like to read for you in the book of Isaiah, the Bible. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Okay, we are going to... Yes, Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Just keep your Bible open there.
Yes, you can open your Bible there.
We are going for a break in 15 seconds now. But after this, we will be here to pray for you. Just open your Bible, as the pastor said, and we are going to pray for you.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira okozamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa, konger kayo universal, yoshirongo shakarunga, patrura ora dioyoye etiari, netine, Pomugoi sigo omlongo uosiku. Kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Amen. The word of God says like this in the book of Isaiah 41 verse 10. You can have your Bible open there. It says like this. Fear not. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So God is the one that is going to strengthen you, dear friend. The same way that he strengthened Festus, today his pastor Festus, a married man, blessed. God helped him, God upheld him with his righteous right hand. And God can do the same inside of your life, Pastor Chudo. There are many people out there who is afraid. But God is telling them now, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Help is at hand. That's why we are here having the Stop Suffering program, because we want to help this person, not us, but God want to help this person. Are they stretching out their hand, taking God's hand, holding God's hand, and allow God to help them, or they are just ignoring? Dear friend, give God your life. Give God a chance to work in your life.
As God said, as you pastor read, ngasho sitare zapeve membora Isaiah, oshikapitoyo omilongo nenaimwe, oveso ntilongo teiti, inotila osheshi ame ondili pamwe nave, inotala walimbilirwa, osheshi ame kalunga koye, ame ohandiku, ame o handiku pameke, ndele handiku kwafa uye. Ame o handiku yambidida, u yo neke loye luyuki wange. Neke loye luyuki. Karungo kwetu danegra kuchota karanashi. Ukwati natu tira pamuwa tira. Ngone shashumoro wamoni huna. Wamoni huna ndepefe umbado ulimo mtimawe. Wete ngao nekucha, ah, penyo ngarama yango uka penyano. Kazi nafuku mwendi hapa, kazi nafuku mweuke, yukirire. Puriki nonjobe ya karonga estetiku chinotila. Osheshi karonga kulipa mwenave, okwala kulonga peife mwengara mwenyewe. Outowale kudenga peife mwopro, mwostudio mwotujo mu, tuye, tu, uku, wala kupocha nashe, ilo tukutu loma, dinaroe membo, loma alikano, otoduru kudenga peife, onomora yetu yomo studio, de tu popsenave tu kuningire alikano koni mayhuliro. So we are telling the people now, for you that want to call, our toll free number 0800223335. A pastor is there, or you want to call in the studio now, 0832888401. Ongo wela kwetu wala kutu dengera peife mo studio kono mola et nola etatu natu mbali. O etatu vavali, etatu ne no, nola no ime. Oto turuku tu dengela peife, ngengora tuture dinaroe membo lialikano. Tu dengela peife. Yes, Pastor, they can start calling those who want to help, or you want to make an appointment with us for counseling of marriage problems. We are here to help you. The program, it's for you. Stop Suffering. It's for everyone who is in need, Pastor.
Exactly. You can call the studio now. Call now. here in the studio, if you would like us to include your name in the book of prayer, yes, definitely in the end of the program, we are going to pray for you and your family, maybe your mother, or your father, or your son, or your daughter. Yes, you can call in now, and for sure God is going to bless you. You can also call now the studio here. Yes, the number here is in the studio is 0832-888-401. Call now, I repeat, 0832-888-401. Or if you would like to call off air, there our toll-free number is 0800-22335. Yes, if you can be able to call us now, for sure, help is at hand. You see, Pastor Tudor, there are many people who need strength. Yeah. Many people out there, they need God's strength. They are downcast. They are down there in the bottom of the well. Mm. They are depressed, suicidal. Mm. They are addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs. They are sick. Their life has reached down there.
Down the bottom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this person think that God is not there. Mm. God is there. God wants to uplift this person. What they need to do is to give him this chance, this opportunity. Because God will not force himself. God can never force himself in somebody's life. And he needs somebody to open the door. He needs somebody to allow him in.
Yeah. And this is the program of the Stop Suffering. It's to strengthen you that are going through a difficult situation. God is reaching to you through us now. Karungo tafiki, karungo kwala kuku ngondo para. Ufindane keshi upsakadi. Opuja moku mwone ikunawe. Osho programa eshirilepo. Okuanga, okarunge kupengono. Owete kucho walulirwa. Wafinane kwa koma uju. Wafunane kwa ke upsakadi wa mwunyu nyomu. Karungo kweli. Karungo te duru kuku kuku vatera. Note konkumo. Engono to dimono. Oshatu kurombole engono daka ungita duya karunga tekungondo pareke pambere. O tekungondo pareke kudira monjevo ya. Ngashungo kutu kurombole. Kucho miwezaya. Oshikapito stilongo nena imwe. Ovesi niti no teiti. No tira. Karungo kulipa mwe na ave. Ino tira nande. Ino kana nande wako watu wako ko mali mbiliro kucha. Ungara mwenye ite ishenji. Karungo kwere. God can change anybody's life, and that's the purpose of this program, Pastor.
Don't be afraid. Like you just spoke now in Oshivambu, no tila, don't be afraid. Mm. Do not fear. Fear not, for I am with you. God is with you all the way. Mm. It doesn't matter how big your situation is. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. Maybe you look at yourself and you say, no, you are the worst person that exists on this planet Earth. You are the worst. But God can change, and when he forgives, he remembers your sin no more. Mm. It doesn't matter the crime that you have committed, like Festus. He was in prison five times. Five times he was arrested. Five times. He was a curse. His family even cursed him, saying that you will stink. But he's the one that took a decision. He's the one that took the stop suffering, lift and say, oh, let me go and see if I will find this help in the church. And indeed, he found the help.
Yeah.
And there was no burial. There was no language burial because he went to translate for himself.
Yeah, as I see from the testimony of Pastor Festus, I believe it's the suffering that led you to do the crimes. It's the suffering.
It's the suffering.
Yeah. And maybe you are suffering and this suffering is leading you to do crime, which will later end you up in prison. That's why we are telling you crime is not the solution of changing your life. Osho atu kurombele kucha peife nga hapa mwe, moro ihuna ito mono, osho peife tolongo ikurumu na ito rongo, shashu moro eto moni ihuna. Peve shishashuwa la kuninga ongara mwenyo toka vaka oto ninge shito ningi. Mara vako ni talunduro ongara mwenyo karunga okweli. Karunga taduru kukulunduro ongara mwenyo Gengo kwa lunduro ongara mwenyo pasta festuza. Ita talunduro ongara mwenyo yon mou.
Karunga kwa ti inotila.
Yeah.
Oshike mbela tatili inotila. Eshinde apu karunga kandarindishi eitavel.
Yeah.
Eshinde apukalunga kandarindi shingenge onjina unkumo. The courage that comes in me, I never know such a thing in the world. But God give me courage, give me strength, He give me faith that I never know.
Yeah.
And And indeed, Pastor Festus, he upholds you with his righteous right hand.
That's it. That's why I say that everything was just speedily, which I do not understand in those days. But because of that commitment, I wanted to hear more. I want to know more. But at the end of the day, I was lifted.
God wants to lift you up, dear friend. If you are down there in the bottom of the well, you have reached rock bottom, like we say, rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
God wants to lift you up, friend. Maybe you are sitting on the ashes heap. Maybe you are sitting there with a glass of alcohol, with a glass of tombo, or maybe you are there with cigarette, with drugs. You are there under the tree. God wants to change your life. Give him a chance.
Doing drugs because you want to forget your problems. To forget pamotono maro do peifenga shujopo. Irotorongi finganga mwifiwara ko dimba upsaka diwoe. Omo upsaka diwa to watarera mongara mwenye. Manandunwe no mapanguiro nganga mwifio. Omalodu. Eshi omalodu ta dimo meru tu natangu upsaka diwe. Kutarera. Shi tani upma upsaka di tani ngi natangu ahapu. Shi durveshu kwa yu na watete. Osho watuti kucha. Inotila karungo kweri. Oviku wapumbwa kukufunga tu. Ndetuene popepi na karonga. Ngashi Pastor Festus atikucha. Eshi ya kongereko kuitu ramo. Nde meli tulemo nmonjovo ya karunga. Opo amone runduruko. Ono wala kumone runduruko. Mari ino wala kuitu ramo nmonjovo ya karunga. Ino wala kudinina onjovo ya karunga state. Karunga tarongo ngeipi ngeingo vito dinine onjovo ya. Shash onjovo ya karunga kina onjovo ya. Otpeipi wopo tushive. E halo la karunga mengala mwenyo detu. Itatupo pimorwa uku angereka, atupo chonjovo. Eshi tasheto londuruko, onjovo, ngashi Pastor Festus atati.
Shashangu, atakuchiwa haa. Nye avaha mpulikineke njovo, dange, onyovalongu wabange shiri, notanka shivo shiri, no shiri te imumangulula. It is written like this. You who believe is in my word, you who listen to my word, you are my real disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Mm-hmm. That's why, friend, we want you to call now off air. Call our toll-free number. It's a free call. Just pick up your phone and call at 0800-22-335. You can call the toll-free number. There will be someone ready to help you. Then our church, there will be someone ready to include you in our prayer book here in the studio. It looks like we have a technical
problem with
difficulties with the line. But you can call. Don't stop, friend. Don't stop. Yeah. Call the toll-free number. There will be someone. There will be a man of God there in the call center there. The church will be able to help you. Yes, just pick up your phone and call. And for sure, God is going to bless you. Yes.
Yeah, no normal yetu mo studio mu mara otoduru kudengera onamba yetu yoshike yoshali yopongereka otoduru kudengera o normal yopongereka yoshali no pumbo credit otoduru kudengo shali nola etatu onola babali no mbali babali no natu batatu no nano o wala kudengera itoshajupe votu no psaka de pefe nongo dietu mu mo studio opjana ngo psaka de mara tutara atukanda barango. Tu yete konjira pefeji mara longi kideko oka alasha kome ya o ngo di pefe to druku denga o te yani wana wa pefe. Good evening caller, hello.
Good evening pastor in the studio.
Good evening.
Good how evening,
sir. Yes, we are good, and yourselves?
Very well, sir.
Yes, we are fine.
All right, how can we help you today, sir?
We are listening to the testimony of Pastor Festus.
Yes, sir.
Back then, being the member of the church, we're learning. I'm calling from Valvas Bay.
All the way from Irongo.
Yes,
you can continue, sir.
We can see on how God is so willing to change someone's life. And I'm calling because here in Irongo, I also would want to invite those who need a chance, as it happened with Festus, who now is Pastor Festus. We want to invite them, for them to come to receive this blessing as well.
Yes.
Because you see on how God is so willing to change someone's life. But also we see the the commitment that Pastor Festus back then, Festus, that he put it in the in what he was learning in the church. And that's what I wanted to say. And also, I want to ask if you could put there in the prayer book the end of the program in your prayer, Irongo.
Irongo.
Just to pray for Irongo. Yes, we need God's help here. We are in the prayers, but we also need this prayer to go on air as well.
Okay, so I'm talking to to Pastor Paul.
You're speaking to Pastor Paul, and we're asking that all those who are in Irongo, wherever you are listening, being
that mag nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Hallo, caller, you're live. All right, and we see that Pastor Paul all the way from.
Hello.
Hello, caller, you're live on Eagle FM. How can we help you, ma'am, today?
I want you to pray for my son.
Oh, for your son.
Suffering from epilepsy.
Oh, suffering from epilepsy. You are calling us from where, ma'am?
From Angwena.
Angwena. All right. What is the name of your son, ma'am?
Whitelis.
Excuse me, pardon me?
Whitelis.
Whitelis. Okay. All right. Definitely, ma'am, we are going to include him in our prayer book. And the end of our program, we are going to help him. God is going to help. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen. And as we see that you are from Walvis Bay, from Irongo.
I am from Walvis Bay. Pastor Paul, I'm from there.
You used to suffer there drinking.
Used to suffer there drinking, smoking, daha there.
All right. But God give you a chance.
God give me a second chance.
All right. We have another caller. Please, Pastor Chudo.
Good evening, caller. Hello, Eagle FM.
Evening, Pastor.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm having a problem. I'm not talking with my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, because they want to speak with Dr. Dan, I refuse.
Okay.
From there, they don't want to talk to me anymore.
Okay. Okay, what problem do you have? What is your problem?
You see, the problem, I'm having a bad luck.
Bad luck?
Yeah, bad luck.
Okay. You are calling from where? And I'm...
Yeah, I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking to...
Naftal.
Okay, yeah. We will keep you in prayers, Naftal. Then we have our branch there in Chicago. So you can go there and talk to the pastor tomorrow. He will be there to give you advice how to overcome the spirit of bad luck that you are facing, that you are going through. They had Pick and Pay next to China Village. Okay, we will keep you in prayers. Good evening.
Okay.
All right. So you can call now. Call the studio. We are back. The lines are up and running and the phones are working now. You can call the studio. Yes, you can call the studio. Let me just give you the number here at 083-288-401. I repeat, 083-288-401. Call now the studio if you would like to talk to us.
Eagle FM, hello?
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm fine. How can we help you?
No, I just wanted to pray for the management
as well. Okay. I'm talking to?
Swama. You are calling from where, Ms. Swama?
I'm calling from Mandanga.
Okay, we will do that, Ms. Swama. Okay, good evening.
All right, you can call. You can call now. The studio here on Eagle FM. There will be someone ready to help you. You can call at 0832888401. Call now. There will be some. We are going to be here helping you
and including your prayer. We have a caller on online. Caller, you are live. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, ma'am. How can we help you today?
I want to give you a name for my child.
Repeat that again, ma'am.
I want to give you the name for my grandchild.
All right.
So that you can pray for her.
Okay. We are talking to?
We are talking to Francina from Mandangwa.
All right. And what is the name of your grandson? Excuse me? Okay, definitely we are going to include her in our prayer book, all right?
Yeah, and I want to make a prayer now because for now she's intensive care.
All right, no, definitely shortly.
The window.
Oh, in window.
Central Hospital.
Oh, yeah, oh, she's in Central Hospital. All right. Yeah. Definitely, ma'am, we are going to pray for her. All right? Okay. And God will take her out of this sick bed. Just be with your bottle of water.
She has a blood cancer.
All right. Just be with your bottle of water. In faith, the Lord Jesus say, where there are two or three gather in his name, he's there in the midst of them. So he will be there. He will be there. All right? So just stay with us in the prayer. We are going to include her in our prayer book.
Okay.
Good night, ma'am.
All right. So you see, Pastor Tudor, people can still call the toll-free. You can still call the toll-free. There will be someone ready to help them. We have another caller online. Please, Pastor Tudor.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Matokero ako.
Matokero ako, meme.
Odino uju siyakajuwa kwe hama. Ndahalandituwe membolo mairikana.
Okay. Uwe ame. Memutate ngere kujape ni?
Kujako Kongo.
Kujako Kongo.
Eh.
Okay, meme. Dinara meme?
Nangula.
Nangula.
Manuwe.
Okay. Ewa mimi. Longi gidele oka kende kwa mea.
Ewa.
Kwa ningi maa, yo programa tu kuni ngile alikano.
Ewa.
Ente kwa nakalu wa mimi.
Yes, remember we are always here, Tuesdays and Thursdays here on Eagle FM. You can always call, even if we are not here on air, on other days, throughout the day, throughout the week, you can always call our toll-free number at 0800223335. It's a toll-free number. It's free of charge. Call for free. There will be someone, a man of God, that will help you, that is going to direct you to the nearest branch where you can find out one of our churches. Definitely, God is going to bless you. Do you have another caller
online? Caller, you are live. Good evening on Eagle FM.
Hello, what's up?
Ostresa. Okay. Dinara meme?
Emeline
Angola. Okay. Longe kidoka la shako meme ko ni ma programa atuku ningele alikano.
Tangi tati.
Ewa meme.
Hello.
Onto koro no karua.
Oto duru kutu dengera ongo jietu yoshali yompo ngereka. Akucheke ngengo sheshi tulimo studio. Namba hii kara ya paturuka keshe fiku. Nufi kwa ushe. Namba hii toll free ongereka oetatu. Onola oetatu. Nonola vavali. Nombali vavali. Nonatu vatatu. Nonano. Ya paturuka keshe fimbo. Inopumbo o credit. Akucheke ngengo sheshi tulimo studio. Wapumba kui dengera. Noko nima yoma yo studio sheshi tuwa jako. Kwa nima onlongo sheshi wa denga. Oto duru kuu. Kutu dengera o asitopa veri vekuwa mbijite no marikana. So the person can call the toll-free number 24/7, Pastor. The number is open.
Yes, the number is open. There will be someone ready to help you, dear friend. Doesn't matter what you're going through. Maybe you are staying throughout the country. You are staying in another town. You can just call, and then when you call, someone will be able to direct you where the church is, and we will be able to help you. So we are going to come in a moment of prayer. We are going to pray, prepare your glass of water, prepare your bottle of water. We are going to pray here together. I will ask Pastor Tudo to start the prayer, and I will finish blessing the water. And for sure, God will be able to bless you. Prepare yourself for the moment of prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Mwatate karunga kange, medinara Jesus Christus. Atiko shipara shoyo kudira meitavero karunga kange. Atualika nene ovanuvoya vadengira mo studio. Na wakaveno kredita karunga kange. Ikahayo ikare kumbada ya watu ambeko shirongi famo sheitavero karunga kange. Omea, omepoyo ikare kumbada ya omea. Ngashe shangu wakuchaba pene omepoyo. Opene manguruko, opewete manguruko ke udiriroko vanuvoye karunga kange. Oshiandu kivano shinyati parifa, ovanuvoye tamoni huna, wakuturula ontondi konshiakano. Osho shashangwa, ndengengo ontondi kwa kuturula karunga kange, moruila royo tuwa mveluka, karunga kange ya ludonali oloke movanuvoye, keshengwa paveri meshpangiro, keshengwa paveri karunga kange longa, kudira mamepo, nengono domepu ya puki. Medinara Jesus Christus, we pray.
My Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for this person who is calling us, my Father, from the village. This person, my Lord, who have called us from the hospital. This person, my Lord, who is, my Lord, in despair. Father, I pray, my Lord, for this mother who has her daughter who is in the hospital. Father, I pray that you may be able to heal her and remove, my God, all the sickness and diseases that is there inside of the body. Father, let the daughter come out, stand up from the sick bed and be healed. Father, I pray for all those that call in, my Lord, those who included a family member in the prayer book. Father, I pray that you may answer them. And my Lord, those who are looking for an urgent answer, let them receive this answer. Bless their bottles of water. Bless their glass of water. When they drink, remove, my God, all problems that they are facing. Maybe this person is depressed, suicidal. Maybe this person is suffering, my Lord, from an incurable disease or unemployed. Father, I pray that when they drink of this water, restore strength to them. This person who is depressed, my God, lift them up as your word says, my God, that your people, my Lord, they should not fear. Let them not fear because you want to become their God and you want to give them a second chance. So give them this chance, my Father, and change their life. I bless all those that call in. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So we have come to our end of our program every Tuesday and every Thursday. But you can always call our toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. Anytime, anywhere, you can call us and there will be someone ready to help you. In Jesus' name.
Metine, opotu yapa tumu. Natango tumetele o programa ele kuvepo le kumone kuna someti ne pongwe longo kideni pamopenango shova o shova nuta moni kuna tafina ne guakomo ju varumbola moro programa ituna. So next Thursday we are here again 9 p.m. past
exactly.
To pray for those, to bring them again the word of faith the life transformation testimony for all of those of you. You are suffering. The church is countrywide. Every church, there is a pastor to help you. We are there to help you. We are there to help those who are in need, Pastor.
Exactly. If you find us in the north, or Chakati, or Ondangwa, or in the coast, in Karas, here in Kwamas, you can call us anywhere. We'll be able to help you. And you can just ask where is the nearest church, and definitely we are going to direct you the nearest church, and God is going to bless you.
Tomorrow we are going to have the Wednesday of the soul, of the souls that are groaning. You want to join us in the Universal Church countrywide, and God's gonna bless.
And here we have in number 32 Independence Avenue, Osborne Platt. You can always meet us there as well. God bless you.